place where sin is prevalent. But the Lord is challenging us, most of us, I don't think any of us here are football players or sports stars, but nonetheless, we're called to be clean spiritually and put off the deeds of darkness. We don't want to go into, the Lord doesn't want us to be in the world, go out into the world burdened by sin and guilt. And so the Lord calls us to examine our lives and to identify those sinful areas that we may encounter and that maybe impact us. But also we can confess like we did before communion and we can receive His cleansing. Back when I was in college, I did a summer at a ski resort. Okay, it was a summer training program with the navigators, and to earn our way, we worked on the hills, the ski hills. Now, working on the ski hills in summer is not that exciting. And our task was to remove rocks. And there are a lot of rocks on these ski hills, and it's like rocks just keep building up. And we would first take care of the big boulders and get rid of those, and then there was stones, you know, little bigger stones, and by the time, you know, then we would remove those, and we thought, oh, good, our job's done. And all of a sudden, we noticed all these little pebbles. It actually took the longest time to get those pebbles out of the way, but they wanted to make sure that it was stone-free, because at some point, you know, some of these stones could come up, I guess, through the snow or whatever, and they could ruin people's skis or cause them to wipe out or whatever. And I think that this is a good picture of sin in our lives. The sin in our lives are like the boulders and rocks and stones. Some are, the boulders would be those bigger, more obvious areas of sin in our lives, and the stones may be these little areas. But nonetheless, the Lord is calling us to examine our lives and to eliminate the big sins and also the little sins that clutter the landscape of our lives. So we are to wake up from our slumber, and then we are to clean up every morning as we face the world. Clean up not just our brushing our teeth and combing our hair, but also cleaning up spiritually, asking the Lord to help us to identify the sin and darkness that fills our life. And so we wake up, we clean up, and then what do? What's the next thing? Any guesses? What do? You dress up. You dress up, exactly. Not just enough to clean up, but you have to put some clothes on. And no one goes out into the work world without clothes. And after we clean up, we have to look in the closet and we put something on. And what does Paul tell us to put on? He says, well, to put on Christ. When people see us, they should see Jesus. Now, removing the filth is not enough, but we need to actually put on something, and that makes sense. Just removing the one thing just kind of leaves us, okay, now we're cleansed, but now what do we do, in a sense, to replace it? Well, I think actually one way that was really the rage maybe about 15 years ago was a bracelet that people used that said WWJD. Those who are older, you remember that? What would Jesus do? Yes, what would Jesus do? I don't think I ever actually, I think I probably did. I'll admit it. I had one of those bracelets. And you know, sometimes I could be critical of that because you're like, well, what would Jesus do? And we're kind of trying to decide, well, should I go roller skating or should I go bowling? What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would probably do neither of those and he'd go out and feed the poor. Or he would perform a miracle, you know. So maybe sometimes that's not relevant. But on the other hand, I think it was good because it helped people and a younger generation from years back to actually think about, you know, how Jesus would react in that situation, and it would give them a Jesus consciousness throughout the day. So, yes, when I'm, you know, what should I do throughout the day? Or maybe I should call this friend that I haven't talked to in a while. Maybe someone needs encouragement. Or maybe I should, instead of, you know, watching this movie or playing this video game, well, maybe I should read my Bible, or I should listen to some sermon tapes or something that can encourage me. I don't know. But whatever, by kind of thinking, what would Jesus do, that I think can help us put on Jesus. It can help us think about and live according to the life that Jesus would have us live, putting off the sinful desires but being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, trying to do this in and of ourselves and just kind of remember what would Jesus do, I don't think is necessarily enough, but we need to ask the Lord to guide us and to fill us with His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can indeed and will give us the strength to do His will and to be clothed with Jesus and to live a life worthy of His calling and to exemplify in our lives the fruit of the Spirit. And so we're called to put on Christ and to be filled with the Spirit as we seek to serve Him. So, if you want to have a good morning, we are called then to these things, to wake up and to clean up and to dress up. And if we follow these instructions, I think we can begin to see progress in our Christian life. So my challenge for you this week is to consider how you're doing spiritually. How can you improve? Now, recently I had a dentist appointment. Dr. Young's not here. This would be a great illustration for him since he's a dentist. But the hygienist went into my mouth and she was poking around a lot longer than normal and kind of jabbing me. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Then afterwards she told me why. She was measuring my gums, and I guess there's little gaps in your teeth, gum gaps, I guess, I don't know, little ridges or something, and she was measuring how big these gaps were. I don't necessarily know why that's good or bad, but she said, well, you want to have very small gaps, because the bigger the gap is, that means you're starting to have some gum disease, and if it gets too big, then you're going to have to see some specialists, and they're going to have to graft gum tissue and all this other stuff. And she was like, well, you're normal. I'm like, that's good. However, she says there's a couple areas where it's getting really on the borderline, and so you really need to take care of your gums. And I'm like, well, how do you do that? She's like, well, you need to floss. I'm like, well, I do floss. Well, not always. Once in a while. Probably once or twice a week. But she says you have to do it every day, and that way you'll keep your gums healthy. Well, there's nothing like fear of having to go through dental procedures that will wake you up in order to get your dental hygiene in place. And so ever since then, every night I'm flossing because I don't want to end up in a chair going through a lot of pain. And so I have that motivation, but I think in the same way, the Lord's calling us to identify those areas in our life that we need to put off. And He wants us to think about what the Apostle Paul has said to us, these instructions. Are we living in expectation of Jesus' return? Are we thinking, He may be coming any time, I want to be ready for Him? Are we seeking to put away the sin in our lives and to confess it and to move on? And finally, have we clothed ourselves with Jesus? Have we asked the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit that we may live and do His will in our life? So if we think through these things, ask the Lord how you may make an application and walk further with Him. And if we do so, I believe we're going to have a great day. We're going to have a good morning as we seek to live for the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You and praise You for Your love for us. And that as we come off of a glorious Resurrection Sunday, as we remembered how Jesus has obtained victory over sin and death in the grave, as we witness brothers and sisters who followed You in obedience in their baptism and are seeking to live a new life in You, may we all also be encouraged to live for You and to expectantly wait for Your return and to try to clean up our lives according to Your Spirit, according to Your cleansing, Lord, that we indeed may make progress to know You more and to live according to Your will. For we pray in Christ's name, amen. I would usually at this point